Welcome to the Don't Call Me Midlife podcast. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Alex. We're your coffee-addicted, wine-loving, Amazon-obsessed mom squad.
Think of us as your new besties, but with a podcast. And just like you, we're navigating the Google-defined chaos of midlife while wrangling a pack of boys.
But here's the twist. We're more than just moms and wives. We're on a mission to reclaim our identities beyond motherhood, and we're bringing you along for the wild ride.
Now, we don't pretend to have all the answers to life's mysteries, but we're so good at learning and laughing our way through them.
So whether you're sipping from your trusty Stanley, indulging in an oat milk latte from Starbucks, or raising a glass of Whispering Angel, get ready to hang with us.
Together, we'll keep it real, have some laughs, and remind you that this crazy journey called life is one adventure worth sharing. We are so thrilled with our guest today. Her name is Allie Edwards, and she is a nurse practitioner. She owns a med spa here in the Denver area. It is called Renova Med Spa Aesthetics, and she is just full of knowledge, and we just can't wait to dive into this interview.
She's amazing. Her beauty goes more than skin deep, and I don't just mean that. The way her philosophy that she runs her spa and the way that she views skincare is a different take on what I've personally normally heard. So she was a great speaker. She also, Nicole, loves Diet Coke. So I love her just from that fact. And she has four boys and owns her own spa. She's pretty amazing. This is a must listen, right?
Yes. All right, let's dive in.
Okay. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Allie.
Hello.
How are you guys?
I'm excited to be here.
Yes. Oh God, we are so excited to have you. You are a guest that has been like a long waited. Like
totally.
Everybody is asking us questions, and we finally have our lady. So, Allie, let's get started. Okay. But first I'm gonna ask Alex, what's in her cup? Alex, do tell.
I'm excited Allie's been here. Nicole has talked about her since day one of starting this podcast. And I know all our ladies are going to be really interested in what Allie has to say. So what is in my cup? I was super excited to tell you today, Nicole, and the fact that we have a guest speaker is even better. I love Diet Coke, right? And I know it's not good for me.
I do.
I really do. Like I used to be one of those people that would like start your day with Diet Coke, right? And so I found this soda. I'm going to show it to you. It's called Poppy, right?
Oh, and I can't.
It is a prebiotic soda. And of course I got this flavor because it is pink. And for those of you that can't see, it's the raspberry rosé. It's supposed to be like a healthy soda. I don't typically believe in these things, but guess what? I had one in January February for the Super Bowl, whenever that was. And I really love it. It's Poppy, and I would encourage everyone to try it. It is my favorite thing.
Is there kombucha in it?
No, but it has apple cider vinegar. It does have sugar in it, but I think, you know, most sodas do. So,
yeah.
But I like it. It's instead of my afternoon coffee. So it's little habits, guys, right?
Yes.
So it is better than my total caffeine in the afternoon because I love coffee too. But okay. So that was, I was very, very excited to tell you about this. and it is soda that my kids won't drink, right? I'll buy some of those like other sodas, like Olipop I bought once because I thought that was a healthy soda, but it is not. And my kids drank it all. So this is like my pink soda that I have for myself. So
your pink drink.
My pink drink. What is in your cup?
Well, I have a brain boosting smoothie. Okay.
Wow.
Because midlife and brain fog is real. So it's just some frozen blueberries and protein powder and some coconut yogurt. So yes, I'm just trying to get some healthy stuff in, and it's so delicious.
Nicole, what is your, okay, first of all, I'm obsessed with blueberries lately because, you know, my frozen shoulder, they're the best anti-inflammatory food, right? Everywhere we eat blueberries, eat blueberries. So I love that. And what is your favorite protein powder that you're using right now? I'm curious.
It's Rootcology. Hands down, I won't ever switch it up. So it's actually made from a pharmacist. And her name is Isabella Wentz. You can find her on Instagram, Dr. Isabella Wentz. And it's flavorless and there's no chalky. I'm so, so sensitive to any powder, the taste, the chalkiness. Literally, you can't tell it's in here. I put it in my kids' stuff. They don't know. It's the best. She's got a whole line of stuff. Maybe one day we can get her on here. But right now, we're going to dive into Allie.
That would be I just want to know: is that plant based, or is it plant based protein, or what?
No, it's beef. It's Hydra beef. I would say there's like 26 grams of protein per scoop.
I love that. Okay, we'll link it in the show notes. Okay, I know we're excited about Allie. Okay, we could talk about our drinks all day. Okay.
Allie, what's in your cup?
I start every morning with, I am also a Diet Coke fanatic and would drink it all day, every day if I could. So in the morning I do this Amino Energy. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be like a pre-workout, but it also has, a lot of good stuff in it. And so whether I work out or not, I drink it.
You just mix it with water.
Happy. Yep. Mix it with water. It's a great flavor. There's grape or watermelon or some of the other ones. And it gives me a little caffeine boost and has my little, all the amino stuff that I like.
Nice.
In it.
So, yeah. Where do you get it from? Who makes it?
That was a question, Nicole.
It's a great question. I get it on Amazon. It's called Amino Energy. I think that's the brand.
Okay. We'll put that in the show notes too. Okay. We'll verify with you after, just to make sure. Okay. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Our speakers, I have to just say, always have much more interesting drinks than you and I. So I love having speakers because we learned so much even in the first 5 minutes of this, I swear.
Yeah. I really thought you were going to have Diet Coke because when I was in your clinic your med spa rather, you said you're going to have your Diet Coke.
And always. I mean, it's earlier in the day. And so around lunchtime, I switch it up into Diet Coke and then the rest of the day.
Your skin can look gorgeous and you can drink Diet Coke. That is the first takeaway.
If there's nothing else, that's what you need to take away from this.
Okay. So check. We've got one unsolicited advice already. So Allie, this is a podcast about midlife, obviously. How old are you?
44. I turned 44 here in a little bit.
Okay. And if you're watching this on YouTube, Allie does not look 44. She looks 34. No. So any tips that we have coming up is going to be key, ladies. So Nicole and I can see her. So listen up for sure. How do you define midlife? Like you're definitely in midlife, but how do you feel about midlife? How would you define midlife? How do you feel about it? Do you like it? Do you not? Like what are all the things midlife that you think about?
You know, I like it. I feel like I'm finally figuring things out. You know, I wish that I had this perspective or this mentality when I had more energy. I would be a lot smarter. No, I don't know. I feel like I'm just starting to figure things out and it's exciting. And I like this part of life. I enjoy being a mom. I have four boys. I have boys too. I have four boys.
I thought you had three.
There's just so many.
Between the three of us, we have 10 boys. Alex has three. I have three. Yeah.
Love it.
What kind of team is that?
Right? Like a
more than a basket. It's a basketball team with a
baseball. It's a baseball team. We got one more. No. I feel like I'm starting to figure things out and I feel comfortable in my own skin as opposed to feeling like I judge myself too harshly when I was younger, and I wish I would have been happier at where I was. And so, I like this stage of life. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, we love you already. I love you already. Yeah. I met you. Oh. How are your boys? Tell us, because we can talk about boy things and teenage things too.
My oldest is 16. I have 13-year-old twins and an 8-year-old.
Okay, guys. She owns her own business and she has four boys. So anyone listening out there, it is possible. I mean,
it is. Do it.
Not to mention, she just graduated with her NP degree. So, I mean, that is...
I kicked my butt, but yes.
Yes. It's a 2-year program, right?
Yeah. 2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. And just kicked my butt, but here we are.
Here you are. You're showing boys. You just did it. Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome. Who's Congratulations. Boss?
That's right.
So how long have you owned Renova?
I opened Renova about 5 years ago. Okay. And honestly, it was just kind of like I worked as a nurse for over 20 years and in the ER.
Okay.
I loved the pace. I loved all of it. And then I was getting tired and honestly, a little bit jaded. Mm-hmm. I didn't love people as much.
Well, you see the worst things come through your door, and unfortunately.
I didn't love that. And so then I wanted something that I was passionate about and something that when people came in, they were excited to see me, except for Nicole. When she comes in, she's like, here I am again.
That was just for one treatment. Okay.
Tell us more. Tell us more, Allie.
You guys, but I'm here.
One of those days.
No.
But yeah, I'll so go 5 years ago I rented a 77-foot square foot room in the back of a hair salon. And now we have our own place. There's 7 of us. It's wonderful. I love the team that I've built and the company.
They're also amazing.
What it stands for. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's very welcoming. Like when you walk in there, I'm just like, how do you know my name? Like,
I love it.
Like, I feel like everyone knows me. It's just very, I love, everyone from, you know, and why am I drawing a blank? Melinda?
Melanie.
Yeah. Melanie. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, Melanie. Yes. Melanie. No. And yeah, everybody's, she great. Checks you in. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, I said, we wanted to create an environment where, I mean, a lot of these things that people are coming in to do are intimidating and the environment's intimidating. You know, you walk into like this, like sterile office and, all of these, like, you just assume all of these like gorgeous people are walking out, and we wanted it to be a welcoming and relatable environment so that anyone could come in and feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you've mastered that.
So one thing I want to tell you, Allie, is that I think Nicole has mentioned that if she went and worked in an office, she wanted to work in your office.
Yes. Well, did she tell you why?
No. Full disclosure, I asked before. Okay. But go ahead. Listen to how amazing Allie treats her employees.
I love my team. And honestly, when I first started this, I really wanted to be that person that people would love to come into work and love the team that they work with. And so I try and find any and everything that I can to show how much I appreciate them and how grateful I am to have them. And so this year we are going to Hawaii for a Renova retreat. To Kona. So we're excited.
Isn't that amazing? That.
Okay. So I'll come and work for you too. but that is you as a leader. That is you as leading your team. And I think that is so thoughtful. And I was, as an aside, I was just listening to a podcast. Mel Robbins was talking about the time between 20 years old. I don't know who's listening, and 40 and 60 years old, you spend most of the time with your coworkers. Right. And I was thinking about this with Nicole how much I love Nicole, and for you to value them in that way, I think is really special and makes you have such a good team, probably, that's really loyal and dedicated to you and the purpose of your craft, right? Making women feel good is not always comfortable. So kudos to you. If anyone is a boss listening to this, they need to follow what Allie's doing.
Yes. One day I'll buy you a ticket to Kona, Alex.
Yes.
This podcast has got to take off a little bit.
There you go.
And it will.
It will. Yeah. It will. Allie, so tell, for those of us that don't know, myself included, I know Nicole knows so much about makeup and skincare, and she's so amazing. She teaches me all the time. But what's the difference, and this may be a naive question, between a med spa and like a regular spa, I guess? Can you, I don't understand the difference.
That's a great question. There's a lot of spas out there that you go in just to kind of be treated for the day, right? Like you go and you get your salt scrub and you get a facial and you get a mud bath or whatever. I don't know. I've never been, but
it sounds right.
Yeah. Right. Like you go and it's pampering, but
relaxation.
It's not at the med spa.
Yes.
Just kidding.
So it's, it's more pampering. It's really for like that day, but it's not like you're going to see results from it after. A med spa is medically driven in the sense that there usually is a medical director involved. So whether it's a physician, a PA, a nurse practitioner, and often there are nurses, there could be estheticians there as well. But because it's a medical driven place, having a medical director, you can do certain services that you wouldn't be able to do otherwise, like injectables. So like the Botox, the fillers, microneedling that goes a little deeper, certain lasers. But these, the procedures and things, the treatments that we do is more results driven, where we want to see results after, whether it's improve like a tone and texture of the skin, whether it's to improve fine lines and wrinkles. And so while not as pampery while you're there, the goal is results. And so I think that that would be the main difference between the two.
So this is definitely midlife ladies. This is midlife ladies med spa.
Correct.
So do you ever see anyone younger coming in for certain treatments that necessarily don't always need it, but they think they need it because they've maybe seen it on social media? I have some friends that are in their early 30s and they're like, I don't know what treatment to start with. Like, do I need a laser? Do I need a chemical peel? Do I need just a facial? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm going to ask Allie.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, what should our younger ladies start with?
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, I think that our little Gen Zs are very educated, more than I was when I was that age, on skincare and what they should be doing and preventative. So they're into the preventative box of things that what they need to be doing. So some of them are like, oh, I need to do Botox preventative. And there's a line there that, and we talk about it like, okay, listen, you have no wrinkles. So I could do it, but really what is it doing here? There are some that that are forming these heavy wrinkles and then you can help prevent those things. But what the conversation that I usually start with my later 20, 30 year olds is skincare, that you 100% will help prevent things later if you do certain things now, whether it's sunscreen. Everybody needs to be doing sunscreen. That is the cheapest way to anti-aging is sunscreen. And so if you start earlier, you will be leaps and bounds as you're late, like in your later 40s or 50s or whatever. So sunscreen is a big one. So we talk a lot about skincare, doing things to making sure you're washing your face. Some of these girls come home late at night after a fun night and then sleep in their makeup or whatever. And so I think some of just getting into those habits of doing things for your skin. And like you were saying, Alex, I think a lot of things that we put into our bodies makes a difference long-term. And so really it's your kind of, I talk to them about like your little savings account for when you're older later, then you have stuff to pull from, as opposed to like tanning and sun, like beds, tanning beds and things like that. When your skin is already friable at a later age, you really have nothing to pull from. You don't have increased collagen. You don't have like that nice supple skin. And so taking care of it early is a good thing.
What about red light therapy? Is that something 20-year-olds can do for preventative, or is that, I don't know if it's preventative or I don't know if reversal is the correct term for that, but.
You know, so it goes both.
Or treatment.
So mm-hmm. It's a nice trend right now. Okay. I do feel like it helps with certain things. Is it preventative? I don't know. I don't think that there are any studies that is saying it's preventing anything, but okay. I do feel like it helps. It doesn't hurt it. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Because I bought that mask. I'm like a good marketer, you know, like I mean, people can really, my husband is like, you're the dream marketer. I'm like, I am. I bought that whole like red light mask, you know, yes. I think it's a Dr. Gross one or something mm-hmm. from a place I went, and it, you know what, it just makes me feel good. I, it's one of those things, and I don't know if it's helping. I'm not taking pictures, but you know, I like to hear, I'm going to tell my husband that I talked to you today and that it works.
Yeah, I got the one from Amazon that you guys have. And well, I don't know if it's the exact same one, but it's the setup. It's almost like a dome. It kind of goes over your face. And I think there's also blue light, which one of your estheticians said it's, she used it on her teen boys. Yeah, I don't remember like why.
Inflammation, acne.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Do your boys, do you have your boys on, are they into skincare or preventive?
Yeah, right. No, so my 16-year-old, everyone now and again, actually it was funny the other day, we have a self tanner for the face, which is lovely. Mm-hmm. We can talk about that later. But he buzzed his head. The basketball team all did it and he looked like he was scary white.
Oh no.
And somebody called him other things. Uh-huh. They're like, you look awful. So I put it on his face. I'm like, this will help. This self-tanner. And he's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to look orange. But mm-hmm. he looked fabulous actually.
Yeah.
But no, they really don't care. But I will say I do use the red light for mm-hmm. my 8-year-old. He has eczema on his feet. Mm-hmm. And so I stick him under it. And I feel like it does help.
Interesting. I have a friend that has a baby that has really bad eczema on his cheeks. And I wonder if that would help, but I think he's under 6 months old. I don't know if he can do that. Like how you would keep your eyes, but
little goggles.
Yeah.
So if you have red light, you're not hurting anything. You're only helping. Okay. Okay. Correct. So I like that. I like that. That's perfect. Okay.
So what about the ladies that haven't done anything really, except, mm-hmm. you know, they wash their face with their, you know, body soap, bar soap. And then they're starting to see things in their like mid 40s, early 50s. And they're like, is it too late? I don't even know where to start.
No, it's never too late. I'm a big believer that whenever you decide that you're ready or whenever you mm-hmm. want to do it, you should do it. It's not like, oh, well, I got to throw my hands up. I can't do anything now.
Yeah.
But we do always have, I mean, there's a lot of things that we offer and that we can talk about. And honestly, when people come in and they're like, okay, tell me all the things that I need. And mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, we're going to stop you there because mm-hmm. as an aesthetic provider, I can see all these things that people probably wouldn't. And so I always tell them, like, if you don't see it, it's not a problem. Mm-hmm. If you don't see that there's something wrong, there is no way on God's green earth that I'm going to point it out to you. Like if someone came in and I was like, oh yeah, those ears, oh my gosh. And they never thought there was anything wrong with their ears. Mm-hmm. Now that's all they're going to see. And so I always ask like, so what bothers you the most? And let's mm-hmm. talk about that. And then I can tell you like different options. But when people come in, I like to talk about skincare. I do feel like what you do at home matters most. Mm-hmm. More than what we do at the med spa. You come, mm-hmm. you know, every three, four, five, six months. And sure, we can do things there, but what you do every day matters. And so do you have proper, good medical grade skincare? Are you washing your face? are you using a good retinol? Like a retinol that has like a good percentage of retinol. Are you using a good vitamin C? Is it medical grade? And then are you wearing sunscreen? So those really, those like top three things are just that, the retinol, the sunscreen, and vitamin C. And then after that, it's kind of gravy. You know, do you need a little eye cream? Do you need more moisture? Do you need this or that? But if you have a good base, like in terms of your skin, there's a lot more things that we can do to help out with that. But if you don't have a great barrier, like your skin is your barrier, it's what's protecting everything in your body. If you don't have a good barrier there, it's hard to work with, even in terms of Botox and fillers and all the other things that we do, lasers. So you need a good skin barrier.
So if someone doesn't, you know, doesn't go to a med spa, doesn't have one near them, what are the brands that you would recommend of, you know, products that people could get near them? Maybe it may not be medical grade, but it may be better than what it is, right? I know Cetaphil is a really good clean brand, but I don't know.
I do like Cetaphil. Interestingly enough, Cetaphil changed. They're not changed. They're because I would always recommend, like, if you're going to skimp on something or if you're going to save money, cleansers. Get a gentle cleanser, and Cetaphil was my go-to. So, but their formulation changed. And so a lot of people were having some reactions to it, but the gentle one stayed the same. So I would recommend Cetaphil gentle cleanser. There, I will say, if you can get a prescription for retinol, there are a lot of retinols out on the market. If you buy it from Walgreens, that's not going to cut it. But there's, you know, like a lot of the medical retinols that are out there are great, but they're not cheap because they're formulated differently and it's very expensive. But if you get a prescription, in all honesty, it's probably the cheapest.
Yeah.
For sometimes the insurance retinol, will cover it, right?
Sometimes insurance will cover it.
Oh, really?
And so,
and that's the Retin-A.
Yeah.
Right.
Retin-A,
like what is mostly known as. Yeah.
Yes. But you can get it as a prescription and it is a million times cheaper. And then I would say like a sunscreen, a good, sunscreen that doesn't clog your pores. So Elta MD is a really great one. It's like 20, 30 bucks. It's got 40 plus SPF. They come in tinted, they come in clear. And I want to say you can probably buy that on Amazon, but we carry it in our med spa. It's a really great sensitive sunscreen, even for like acneic skin that is very sensitive to clogging and things like that. Elta is great for that.
You guys use it on me after certain treatments just to, so it's good post-treatment. It's very, very gentle.
Yeah,
and I do use it every day. Like if I'm going to take the kids and I need to go, you know, run a couple of errands, I'll throw it on and it just kind of like evens it out. And I know I'm protected because for those of you that don't know, we're in Colorado and the sun here is no joke.
No joke.
Yeah. I'll drive in my car and I'll like cover my, face with like a zip up. Like, you can't see what Alex is wearing. It was like a Lululemon. You just like zip it up. And I'm just like, I mean, since I moved here, I've like just really become, I've always been aware of, or, you know, cognizant of wearing sunscreen and this and that, but here it's like, it's in my car, it's in my bag, they're in my pockets. Like, I've got powder so I don't get lotion on the steering wheel. I mean, you name it. I feel like I've discovered it.
Good.
Is there a certain ingredient in sunscreen? I've heard this before. I don't know if it's a myth or not, that makes it a good sunscreen or not. You know, if someone, I know there's a lot of lotions that we can wear as women that, you know, are tinted for moisturizer, but for sunscreen, but what if like we're putting sunscreen on our kids or sunscreen, you know, our husband wants some, what are the good sunscreens that you like?
So they're good mineral sunscreen.
That's the one.
But so I will say in terms of sunscreen. So I'm guilty of this. And Nicole, you have like the same skin tone. I like to be tan. That I grew up wanting to be like, everybody looks better tan. Fat looks better tan. Like it just,
like cellulite looks better tan. Tan.
It does.
And my fat doesn't look as fat, you know?
Yeah.
But so like anything under SPF 30 is not doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So like, we're kind of kidding ourselves putting SPF 15 or SPF 8, please. Like you might as well not. But so for my kids and for like what my husband puts on when he goes biking and things like that, we do keep Elta. Elta is a great sunscreen, and there's so many different variations of it. Mm-hmm. But the lowest that they go is like 30 for the body. But mm-hmm. I do like and a good mineral sunscreen.
Yeah. And I've seen Elta in every dermatologist office I've been in.
And any, that's the key.
Yeah. In any med spa places that I've gone to, they always carry Elta. Typically Elta and Skin Better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you a little bit more about treatments. Mm-hmm. If we could just circle back to that. Because, you know, I get Botox and I just did the Morpheus on my neck, mm-hmm. which is a lot of needles. And I do have friends that are... Mm-hmm. definitely afraid of needles, but I think it's important to know that just because you go to a med spa, you're not, it's not all needles. Like there's lasers and peels and, I don't know that if there's anything that can replace Botox, that's not a needle, but in terms of resurfacing the skin or things like melasma.
Yeah. There are definitely, several things that you can do that don't involve needles. And, but, and I think that you mentioned it, there are lots of different kinds of peels that you can do. Interestingly enough, a peel is not a peel is not a peel. So, there's many different kinds, and asking a little bit more about like, is this a superficial depth peel? Is this a medium depth peel? Meaning it goes a little bit deeper. You're going to peel a lot more. What kind of ingredients are in the peel and what exactly is the benefit after? There's specific ones for acneic skin that helps, treat that a little bit oily skin, helps kind of the purge and then clears it. There's one specifically for melasma that not necessarily, it will help with the sunspots, dark spots, but specifically melasma. There's some for just increased collagen where you can, it'll help firm and tighten that skin a little bit more. We have the Hydrafacial, which exfoliates, extracts, and hydrates. So, you know, like when you go for a facial and they're like picking at and like digging out all the blackheads, which you really want them to do, but it's stupid painful. This does it and it like sucks it out, kind of like a, you know, like when you shampoo your carpet. That's an example.
I like that.
It's like sucks it out. Everybody can understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. They get
dustbuster.
Yeah. It's a dustbuster for your skin. So that, and it's actually not painful like the normal extractions. I'm trying to.
And Shannon,
we got lasers
at salon. At your. Oh my gosh. I've had a couple of them at a couple different places, and she's hands down.
I'm telling you.
Just fantastic.
For the Hydrafacial?
Yes.
Have you ever had one, Alex?
I have. I actually, one of my questions I was actually thinking about, how often if someone, you know, if someone's like, okay, I can get my skincare routine consistently. Mm-hmm. If someone was like, you know what, I'm going to splurge on a facial or Hydrafacial. How often do you recommend, you know, I mean, I know it varies on skin type, but people get a Hydrafacial, say, for instance.
In terms of like stimulating and extracting your cell, you have like cellular turnover every like 28 days. So I'd say once a month going in and just getting a nice cleanse and extraction. And the nice thing is once you get that, all the skincare stuff that you're using works so much better. It penetrates the skin better. It just, you're getting the most bang for your buck if you have nice, clean skin.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. Okay.
I know what Alex is going to do when we get off this call. She's going to make an appointment.
One of my best friends, she's a PA at a skincare place. So she recommended, actually. Perfect. I like that you guys are very aligned on all your things. She listens to this podcast too. And so she was one that recommended that I do a hydrafacial. So I think if you're going to treat yourself, ladies, maybe, you know, ask for that for your birthday or, you know, some Mother's Day.
Yes, that's coming up soon.
Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, did we touch on everything? Because I was going to ask you about skincare around spring break time, because it is coming up. So, you know, you're going to be in the sun. Do you wait till after? Do you get a little something beforehand? What are your thoughts, Allie?
So I, you know, most of the treatments that we do are like anti-sun in the sense that you're getting like this baby fresh skin exposed, and then you're going into the sun. So we always recommend doing something either a few months before or doing it a month after. So you also don't want like tanned sun exposed skin right after, but it is a good time to purge all of that stuff off. But I would definitely say, especially like spring break, if you're going somewhere, sunscreen, if there's nothing else in your skincare bag, is sunscreen. You need
need
sunscreen over 30 SPF.
Like, it's so interesting. One of my takeaways is sunscreen, which I knew, but you think of us 20 years ago, right? Like, not have sunscreen. Like, I would put baby oil on my face with like the foil thing. Like, I was astronaut or something. I don't know. Like, it's just like the one takeaway is like sunscreen is important. And I think we're so lucky because they do make sunscreen proof shirts or hats or, you know, my husband is really fair skinned. He has red hair and, you know, it's really important to him and his family. I mean, all of us, my kids. So I think I love that we're moving towards this, like normalizing sunscreen, I guess. And I mean, do you?
We as parents know better too. I feel like my mom was out in the backyard too with her little thing. I mean,
my mom still is, guys. My mom still is. Like, literally, I was going to tell a Botox story about my mother too, where she got so much Botox at 70 years old, where she couldn't even sip a straw. You guys, I mean, it like, I think I told Nicole
exactly
about this.
What she got.
Yeah,
I can tell you exactly.
My, like, she spent so much money, Allie, on this Botox, and she calls me and I'm like, so I think about starting now. Yes. But if you're 75 years old, like, I'm sorry, she's beautiful. I'm like, you do not need to spend money on Botox. And she couldn't even sip a straw or brush her teeth. She's like, I'm drooling. I'm like,
Botox. Exactly mom. Where she got it.
It was like too much or too bad. I was like, okay, can you stop? She's like, I'll never do it again. So don't get bad Botox, but you know,
that's the takeaway. Don't get bad Botox.
I got bad Botox once.
Oh,
what happened?
It was my first experience. And, one of my friend's husbands is a dermatologist. And his brother is also a dermatologist, but the one that I was closer to, I just felt comfortable like going to him. He was, he runs a Mohs clinic. And for those of you that don't know, that's more like skin cancer type treatment. So I went into his clinic, and the girl that was checking me in was like, are you sure you didn't mean to go to the brother? And that should have been my first clue. Like, she's subconsciously telling me, you don't want to go to him. You want to go to his brother. So it was like a drop. So I just kind of looked angry instead of like I do now. and I was like, I couldn't. And when you first get it, like that first week later or 2 weeks, you can't really move it. Like, you don't really get your movement for like a little bit longer. Right. Like, you should have a little bit, but I had none. And it was like just straight across. And I'm like, oh, this is not what I wanted. But it eventually got better. And then I went to his brother and had, you know, the results I was looking for. Well, but yeah, that was, it wasn't, it was bad. I think it was just
a lot.
Yeah. It wasn't the most.
Way too much. No, we always tell people that good Botox is not cheap, and cheap Botox is never good. Right. So
I like that. I like that.
Just, yeah. If somebody is charging like lower than everybody else, it makes you think like,
why? It really does. Yeah.
Why am I getting a deal here? But yeah.
Yeah. Flash sales are okay.
Flash sales are okay. Yeah. We like that. Do you see, you know, I feel like people are now more open about getting Botox at our age and midlife, you know, and it's okay. It's not like a secret. Like, ooh, I get Botox. I mean, hiding it from your husband is one thing, but I think us talking about it, what do you see, Allie, as trends in this midlife era? Like, what are more people coming in as complaints? I also want to say, you know, I have friends that have beautiful skin. They don't do Botox. And I love your philosophy of, if it doesn't bother you, then don't do anything about it. You know, but some people are really adamant about not getting Botox, and that's okay too. They want to age gracefully. Yeah. That is not Nicole and I. So what do you see? We're going to fight. We're fighting. What do you see as more of the trends as you see women hit their 40s and 50s, that they're coming in, their complaints, what they want, you know, that type of thing?
The thing that I see the most is that they, and I'm glad that we've gotten to this point, but they're unapologetically getting what they want.
Yeah.
And as opposed to having to hide it or, you know, like, oh, I don't want to talk about it, or, oh, don't post my picture. I don't want anyone to know. Like, they're like, you know what? This is me. This is what I do. And this is why I look the way I look. Like,
yes.
And I love that. I love seeing the confidence, or even people that aren't quite as confident at first and then later see themselves and like are just thrilled. Like I'm shouting it from the rooftops. Like I feel and look amazing. And I think that's probably one of the best parts of my job, is to be able to see women comfortable in their own skin. And they don't have to look like a supermodel, and they don't have to look like, you know, anyone really. They just have to be themselves and be happy with all of this. But I do like that as older women come in, they are a little bit more confident in like, I'm going to do all the things because of me. I don't want to do it because my husband, I don't want to do it because my friend is doing it. I don't have to get Botox if I don't want to. And they don't have to explain it. So I do like that part.
Yeah. I love hearing that too.
You're like, you're so much more than just what you do, right? When Nicole and I love this, and you give people who want it, like this confidence that they may not have, right? And it's a different level of confidence than we were when we were younger. And that ownership over our journey is super, super powerful. So it's beyond your beautiful studio, right? You're giving them the confidence to, maybe they're going to start their own business or whatever they're doing. You know, maybe they're in front of a camera a lot, who knows, but I love that. Owning your journey, like own your skincare, right? I hate when people are like, ooh, I'm not telling you if I get Botox, or I'm not telling you how old I am. I'm like, really? Like, are we really at this stage? Like, come on.
Right.
Well, and I think that it gets to, there's such a stigma. And I think that as women, we fall into this thing where we have to justify pampering ourselves. We have to justify doing something for ourselves. And if we spend X amount of money on ourselves, like we have to be able to like, oh, well, you know, like this is why I did it. And da, da, da. And it doesn't have to be that way. And you can do it for you. You can do it because you want to and you feel like it. And if it helps you feel better, then great. It's not, you know, I have all these people come in like, oh, well, I guess I kind of want to fix this, but it's so vain. I'm like, it's not vain. If you want to feel good about yourself, that's not vain. If you want to like what you see, that's not vain. And it's part of who you are. It's part of your whole person. Like, you know, we feed our spirits and we feed our souls and like, yeah, feed your body, feed your face, like all of the things that help you feed, you know, like that make you feel good. Do that. I mean, obviously not in excess. And that's also something that we're very cognizant of, is that we can kind of, you know, women and people in general get into this loop where they just want more and more and more. Yeah. And we are there to kind of put on the brakes and be like, no, this, you're good. Where you're at, you're good. So we're going to help you in moderation.
I like that you put people, so you don't have like the Joan Rivers walking around, right?
No.
Because the faces that Catwoman. People see, that's your business card, right? Right.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and people, I can't tell you how many times we say no. You know, people are like, I want more lips. I want more this. I want, and, you know, and I tell them like, you know, for the most part, we try to educate, like there's a balance in everything. Like, let's look at all of your features and see how that will balance it. And it won't. Like the first thing that's going to walk through the door are your lips, and that's not how it should be. And so it needs to be, you know, you need to have a balance, and really like that factors into every part of your life, but you need to have a balance just in your face. And so, you know, I'm sorry that you feel like that this is what you want, but this is not our aesthetic and I wouldn't do that to you. You wouldn't be happy. And I'm sure
that it's not healthy. Do it. It's at a certain point too, right?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. There's like, and that's a whole nother like body dysmorphia and, people wanting more. And, you know, like I look at, we could do like a whole podcast on like celebrities and what they did, but,
yes, we should.
But, oh my gosh. But the thing is that terrifies me is that someone did that to them. Like there's a medical professional that said, that said, sure, let's do that. And I almost think that goes back to like the first do no harm. Like you harmed this person. Like this, this was very unethical. What happened here? And, yeah, I just think that there's a whole nother aspect to that in body dysmorphia. But, I think that if you have somebody, if you go to somebody that you trust and will say no to you, that's someone you should stick with.
I love that. I love it. Everything has been so like perfectly explained, and I love your, no, it's true. I've learned so much, and I do know, I do feel like I know a lot, but yes, thank you, Allie, for explaining all the things. Alex, do you have any more questions?
Sorry, I was going to say something. No. I think that, Nicole, you underestimate like the fact that you know, you do know so much. And I love people that come in and have done their research and have all the questions like, okay, tell me more. Look, I looked up this, what about that? And, I'd rather have somebody that has all the questions and that's researched all the things so that, they're well prepared for what they're going to be getting, as opposed to somebody that comes in and like, okay, I'll just let you do whatever. That's fine. I'm like, no, no, no. I think you need to understand this is a big deal. What you're getting into, this Morpheus that you're going to do is going to hurt.
Disclaimer.
This is not going to feel good.
Yeah. Anybody that follows me on social media knows my.
Oh my God. I was like, I like literally texted Nicole. I was like, what do you do? Okay. Like, I couldn't even watch your story. I was like, oh my God. I'm feeling pain for you. No, Allie, we appreciate your time. And I think you are just a beautiful person, it seems like, on the outside and the inside. And I think that seems what you promote at your med spa. So I think we appreciate you as women for your words and for, it's not just on the outside, it is on the inside too, right? And if you're trying to fix something on the outside, maybe it's something on the inside. So I feel like you work with both parts of that, of the of the sort of holistic aesthetic business. I don't know, I'm not in this business, but know that you inspire us, and you, and we appreciate women like you having 4 kids and owning your own business. So
yes,
thank you.
Thank you.
So Nicole, what time is it?
It's my favorite time. It is unsolicited advice time.
Okay, it's our favorite time, and especially today, ladies, okay? It's unsolicited advice time. Probably Allie's is going to be the most helpful, and Nicole's, not mine, because I learned like a bazillion things today. I think what I would give as my solicited advice, and I'm not the expert here, is, you know, if you want to start somewhere, look at, I loved what you said about just start with the consistency of what you're doing on a daily basis. I'm a big fan of that in health and wellness. So, you know, look at your products. It doesn't have to be fancy. You don't have to go to a fancy, expensive place, but look at what you're putting on your face every day. And that consistency is going to matter. And I think that would be, you know, start somewhere, start with your daily routine and your daily habits. I think that's important. So what would you say, Nicole? Awesome.
I would say if you're nervous, go and just get a consultation. I know sometimes, I don't know about Allie's med spa, I'm sure, but you can get a Zoom. Just get your information. Don't be scared. Like Allie said, don't think you're going to walk in and it's going to be intimidating. It's a lovely, typically I've been to a couple of different places and different states, and each experience has just been lovely and welcoming and far more relaxing than I initially thought it would be. So I guess.
I like that advice, step. Nicole. Because yeah. like Allie was saying, it can be intimidating. It can be, when you're talking about your health and wellness, you can be vulnerable, right? Because you're mm-hmm. talking about things that you want to fix. So I like your advice of just, you know, just little steps at a time, baby steps, right?
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
that. All right, Allie, this is a big time. What yeah. are you going to say?
You've already okay. given a lot of advice, but yeah, what's your right. unsolicited advice?
So I would say that when looking for somewhere to go, research the place or start following them. If they should be on social media, most likely mm-hmm. on social media, and make sure that your aesthetic matches with theirs. So looking at their before and afters, looking at some of the lives that they do or the things that they teach about, if their models or their before and afters look crazy town, then you know that's not for you. Or maybe that is. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. No one's judging. But make sure that that person's aesthetic matches your own. If you walk into a med spa and the person that is doing your stuff looks insane and looks like Joan Rivers or whatever, that's their aesthetic. And so yes. that, I mean, this is where you do make a judgment call and are like, okay, no, that is not yes. the look I'm going for.
Yeah. Because that's where I found you.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Yeah.
We matched.
Yeah.
But it's finding somebody that your aesthetic matches with. So mm-hmm. if you want somebody that's like holistic and does all of that stuff, find somebody that you align with. But that would be my unsolicited advice, is just research it and find somebody that your aesthetic matches.
Perfect. And where can people find you, Allie?
On Instagram. We're mm-hmm. very heavy on Instagram at Renova_med. Online, we have a great website that has a lot of information. We send a lot of people there, renovamedco.com. And that's the other thing. Go to somebody's website and look mm-hmm. up all the things. Look up their credentials. Look up like how long they've been doing this. Do they go to trainings? Do they value education? This field is changing so often that if somebody's been doing this for like 10, 15, 20 years and has been doing what they've done forever, that's, you want somebody that values education and like the new up and coming things, but also not jumping on every bandwagon and doing every new thing that comes along. So, but yeah, so that's where you can find us. I diverge. Awesome.
No, that's
thank
good.
Thank you, Allie. You're amazing.
We'll put everything
thanks
in the show notes.
Me.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of Don't Call Me Midlife. We hope you had as much fun as we did.
Absolutely. Your support means the world to us. If you're just waiting in the carpool line, don't forget to follow the show. And if you're feeling extra spicy today, leave us a rating and review.
Before we part ways, we've got a special invitation for you. Join our newsletter to stay in the loop with all things midlife magic, bonus content, and more.
Head on over to the show notes for how to sign up. We can't wait to keep the conversation going.
And of course, remember, in the whirlwind of life and motherhood, don't forget to fill up your own cup first.
You're extraordinary, and your journey is worth every moment.
Until next time,
cheers.